Hi, this is Teresa Garcia from HeartMindSoulHealing.com, and today I am going to run the first three sacred activations: the Lord Metatron activation, Avebury Stonehenge, and the Moses Code. So just please make sure that you are in a safe place and not driving or operating any kind of machinery, as these energies could somehow put you in a really very relaxed state or altered state of mind. So what are sacred activations? It was given to Tamra Oviatt by Creator of All That Is, Source God, Universal Energy of Creation. And whatever you choose to call this energy, the important fact is that this is the highest energy in the universe, which is an energy of pure and unconditional love. This energy is beyond ego, beyond drama, beyond agenda, and beyond fear. It is an energy of complete acceptance and trust. When we work through the Creator energy, we also bypass all of these limitations and work through that energy of unconditional love. All activations originate with the Creator in that highest energy. The sacred activations release you from between hundreds and thousands of belief systems and limiting programs at one time. This results in phenomenal shifts in people's lives. At the same time, they activate your 12 to 18 strands of DNA and also activate your sacred geometry. Many of the activations also unplug you from the collective or group consciousness. Often, we can be controlled by the limiting programs of the group consciousness without us being aware of it. Coming out of this often fear-based energy frees us and raises our vibration. Not only this, but when one person leaves the group consciousness, many others come out as well. By doing this work, you not only help yourself, but you also help to raise the vibration of the planet and shift the consciousness of the human race from fear to love. What more amazing and rewarding work could there be? The sacred energies are from the highest energy of unconditional love. This means that the understandings and feelings which come through the activations are of the highest possible level. So for these three activations, I have noticed that amazing healings have been facilitated by just these three. Even though it may not be obvious how they are directly relevant to your situation, they provide the foundation for healing. So I will now begin with the Lord Metatron activation. The Lord Metatron activation enables you to navigate through Earth's changes with ease and grace. This activation accelerates the evolution of your DNA to new crystalline levels and is in sync with Gaia's evolution from a third dimensional to fifth dimensional planet. It also activates the Flower of Life sacred geometry of the body. So I'd like you to drop down into your sacred heart, or perhaps be in a prayerful mode. Just take a deep breath in through the nose and slowly exhale out through the mouth. Taking a deep breath in through the nose Again, slowly exhaling out through the mouth. Just feel yourself really relaxed. And just let any thoughts, feelings, or emotions go up to the surface. So that these will be cleared by the activation. So now running Lord Metatron activation. Now, know that this is of the highest energy from divine source or from God. And it's gonna run for your highest and best, and only for your highest and best. So now that the energies have started slowing down, know that this activation is going to run for several days or even months, for as long as it is needed. Some of you may have felt some tingling sensations or some energies. Some of you may not have experienced anything, but know that these activations work even if you're not experiencing anything or not feeling anything. So the next activation that I am going to run is Avebury Stonehenge. This activation increases your healing and psychic abilities, enabling you to communicate with your higher self, your guides, angels, the creator or God, and other realms. Most people find that one of their psychic gifts is stronger than the others. And this will develop most noticeably first. This activation will also make you more sensitive to subtle healing energies. So now running Avebury Stonehenge. And I'll just be quiet while I'm running the activation so that you could have your moment. Just let any thoughts, feelings, or emotions rise up to the surface so that those will be cleared. Again, you may feel something, you may feel nothing, but know that the energies are working. So now that the energies have started slowing down, I will run the Mosescope activation. This activation recharges your cells, making you more youthful and rejuvenated. With this activation, it is easier to focus on your dreams and make them a reality. This activation also activates the Tree of Life sacred geometry within your body. And running the Moses Code activation now. So for all of these activations, I've intended that all of these run for all of you with ease and grace. Thank you. So now that the energies have started slowing down, I'd like all of you to imagine that you are walking on soil or on grass or on the beach. Let's just ground the energies. And I'd like to stress the importance of you drinking more water and also perhaps take a salt bath just to help your body detox. And of course, if you have questions, you may visit my page, Sacred Activations Philippines, or The Soul Reader, or you can join my Facebook groups, Empowered Empaths Philippines, or Body Heart, Mind Soul Healing with Teresa. Thank you very much, and many blessings.